Welcome to the mind of R.D. Revlo, the rise of the brothers, the brotherhood, the resurrection of our manhood. And brothers, you gotta understand something here. You live in a 3D society. 3D, which means the people are distracted, they're drugged, and they're dumb. If you stop doing what they're doing and straighten up and discipline your minds and are willing to use violence when necessary, there's a lot you can accomplish and achieve here. A lot, a tremendous amount of things, because the system is run by humans. And what do we say human nature is? It always seeks the path of least resistance. It always obeys the law of the conservation of energy. It wants to do a little as possible to achieve its objective. It's a bully system. It doesn't fight the people who fight back. It dominates the people who are weak, ignorant, and fearful. You gotta man up. But again, you don't do it by yourself. You create your hands with your leader, with the brother responsible for security, with the brother responsible for making money or finding ways to make money, with the brother responsible for health, and with the brother responsible for coming up with ideas to make your mind strong and stronger and stronger and harder to fool, and to create all the technologies and things that you need to make whatever you're trying to achieve easier to do so. You live in a 3D society. The people are distracted constantly. What they see on the TV all day is not news. It's not news. There's a difference between information and knowledge. Information makes you aware of something. Knowledge is information you can turn around and use to help solve your problem. Remember, that's what your mind is for. It is not to feel your way through life. You will feel your way into prison or into an early grave. That's where you'll wake up. Your mind is here to use to think, to get those feelings under control. That's the difference between men and boys. Boys are just one step away from being females because they feel. Feelings plus male, female. No. When you become a man, you get those feelings under control because they, as we said before, are destructive and self-destructive. You get your feelings under control. Now, we've all seen these videos on Facebook where these police officers outnumber people 8-1. And this one brother gets feminine. He starts getting emotional. He starts getting mad. And the next thing you know, he's wrestled to the ground and got his ass whipped, if not shot. Now, think about this situation like this. Instead of getting emotional, you stay calm and cool. And while they're talking trash to you, you call your backup. When your backup shows, the power equation shifts in your direction. They'll treat you a lot different because now they're afraid, because every last one of them want to do what we all want to do every day when we go out, is to go back home. And you have to let them know, if they step wrong with you, you and your backup will make sure they don't go home that day. Remember, power respects power. It does not respect whining. It does not respect complaining. This is why you must back each other up all the way to the very end. You're dealing with a society that works off of power. And power does not come from an individual. It may come through an individual if you have sufficient backup. So sufficient followers, sufficient support that will do whatever's necessary to aid and assist you in solving a problem. You've got to get back to backing each other up, because that's what being brothers is about. And the only way you can do that is you've got to reinvent, redevelop the economic thread where you as a group, remember, you're setting up two things. You're setting up your schools, your colleges, your university, your educational side. But you also have to turn that into a corporation, your wealth creation side. And the third pillar, anybody mess with it? Learns not to mess with it. That means even if you have to kill them, you let them know what's yours is yours. Period. This is just manhood, brothers. It's not harsh, it's the reality of life. Whenever you make something, someone else is gonna try you and try to take it from you. And you've got to send them a very strong expression. That's not gonna happen. Remember what we said education is. Expression, experimentation, and extrapolation. You're always developing your mind, your body too. But that mind is very important. It's got to be strong. It's got to be capable of doing the things you need it to do when necessary. This is a time of rise for us. We've fallen low enough. Now we gotta act like men. Now we've got to be disciplined. You know, there was a time in my life I was a thug. And I am lucky to be sitting here today, because that is very dangerous living then. It's even more dangerous now. But one of the reasons I'm still alive is because I had brothers back in the day that would back me up. Even if I was in a shootout, they would come shooting. We had that bond back in the day. We didn't mess with each other's women, for the most part. We didn't, because that was a dishonorable thing to do. There were always brothers who would, but in our circle, we didn't mess with each other's women. We stayed true to our bond. And our job was coming out of a muzzle of a 38 or 44 or 45, sometimes a 22, because that's how we ate. And some of you are going through the same thing. But you can only do that but for so long. Eventually you gotta turn that into a legitimate business. So you got to turn those minds on. And don't feel you have to go to college to learn. No, you go to college to get a costume called legit. Because like I told you, even these major corporations are crooks. They just look legit. You've got to take on the same look. From the mind of R.D. Revlo, the rise of the brothers, the brotherhood, the resurrection of our manhood.